The bill's author, Greenville Republican Bob Dool, called himself pro-life as he laid out the legislation to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. But he said his abortion stance doesn't apply to this legislation.
That is a different argument at a different time. This bill is about raising the standards of clinics who do surgical abortions to raise the standards and provide better care for those individuals.
Citing concerns of post-abortion complications, Dool and bill co-author, New Braunfels Republican Donna Campbell, hammered home the notion that higher medical standards would be achieved by requiring all abortion clinics to meet the minimum standards for ambulatory surgical centers, or ASCs.
Women should not be subjected to a clinic that has less standards than a man has to go through for a colonoscopy.
Opponents of the bill said the higher standards are difficult to reach and unnecessary. ASC requirements include making structural changes to a building, changes that Blake Rocap said don't affect an abortion procedure. Rocap is legislative counsel for NARAL Pro-Choice Texas.
Physical plant issues, the size of the janitor's closet, the width and length of the post-operative recovery room.
And if a clinic doesn't have the ability to make those changes, or doesn't care to do so, Rocap said that could dramatically reduce the number of clinics in Texas. Right now, only 5 abortion clinics out of 67 meet ASC standards. Ben Philpott, KUT News.